Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Saturday was your gig at the Overland Corner Hotel. You got the decks out and you introduced the world, the wider world, to DJ Calamity.
This has been ongoing 4 months now. When did we kick this all off?
Mid-March was when I was first at the OC on a Saturday and saw they had live music. And then, yes, a bit of waiting and a bit of COVID on your part and this and that. We finally, well, it's in the past now. We did it.
It's done. We have absolutely smashed it. Now, ideally, we would like to have, I don't know, someone of authority in here with like a bit of a review to tell me how I did. Whitey's off today.
Yep.
So I think we can just say, as two people who don't know what they're talking about, well, 100% smashed it. It was great.
Look.
We're done.
I'm Success. Not saying I'm not proud of you. It was a great vibe there. Not the biggest turnout, but it was just getting started. You were the warm up for the real musicians.
Yeah.
What I did notice, there was one transition and you worked very hard and you practiced a lot on your set and getting that to flow nicely. Jog my memory. What song did you play into Blue Dubba Dee Dubba Die?
I can't remember. I think it might have been Push It.
Push It, yeah.
I had to incorporate that in late in the game because that was what was voted on to make it into the thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is jogging my memory. Do you want to get up Blue Dubba Dee Dubba Die on the system quickly?
I can, yeah.
Because there was a transition into that song, which, to be clear, if you just play the... we can't get it?
I've got it. It's here.
If you just play the very start of that track.
Okay.
Yeah, you tried singing up that... to which I heard Whitey saying, it wasn't good in rehearsals and it wasn't good then.
Defense.
Like it just did nothing for him.
In my defense, that was never noted. Also, Whitey was supposed to be my coach through all of this.
Okay.
I don't know the last time I actually had a session with
it's
him.
Very He's heroic of you himself. To just blame the coach.
No, look, there was a lot going on the day. I also had people coming out, like Whitey would run onto stage every now and then and stress me out.
Yep, I was getting ready with my confetti cannon.
Yeah, one of the other acts came up and started talking to me right near the end of the day. Like, it
you're
going to
finish up soon.
So much going on. Look, it's done though.
You've done it. And I said, I almost wish I was hosting a wedding or a party or something because I would get DJ Calamity.
Would
when
you?
You don't need to blow the roof off the venue, Calamity is Calamity what's called is for.
If you ever need a subpar DJ.
For 20 minutes.
I'm the person to get. I'm the one to call. It was a lot of fun. And a big thank you again to the Overland Corner Hotel for just having me.
Totally.
I think Brad was so busy inside that he didn't even get a chance to hear it. Maybe he did that on purpose. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to know what was going on at his establishment at the time. But it was a lot of fun. And I got a great schnitzel afterwards. So
oh, well, that's what it's about.
I think DJ Calamity can officially retire.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
You ready for it? On to the next thing.